Okay, what the hell are we even watching at this point? I've seen plenty of cringe videos all about this show, but I'm never actually prepared for when we watch episodes. I can assure you that the last month we spent watching this show, with both of us waiting for it to finally make sense, yeah, it's not happening. I mean, we're on season 3 now, and it just keeps getting worse. Like, why are they singing outside a prison during a football game? Sorry, I have to pause it. I can't. No. No. Don't laugh at me. Don't. I'm right about this, and I can tell from your expression that you know I'm right. Just a little right. What? I'm sorry, are we watching the same show? I dropped out in the 4th grade to run drugs to support my Nana. Yeah, that itself is, well, it's quite the line. But the fact that they followed it with, that means you haven't known the triumphs and defeats, the epic highs and lows of high school football. What is that? What is that? I mean, come on. And now the cheerleaders are being sexualized to hell while they sing Jailhouse Rock. The show can't be real. It's not real. How do I really feel? I can confidently say that nothing about this show is consistent, and it feels like fan fiction and not even the type that I would enjoy in secret. Shut up. I mean, I grew up on Tumblr and Wattpad, so yes, I did enjoy fan fiction for a bit, but that is not the point, though. The point is that I know we love to watch bad shows and movies and make fun of them, but this is just embarrassing. This is so bad. This makes Fuller House look outstanding and the kissing booth a work of art. I mean, at least we know what to expect from those. You're right, we do need more drinks, since alcohol is the only way we can get through this without bashing our heads in. What count are we at? You've had 2 beers. I've had half of one, which I think you finished, so you've had 2.5. We're both at 2 shots, right? Right? I can't math when I've had alcohol in my system. Okay, so this might be my last shot then, because I don't want to get drunk 2 weekends in a row. You're a bad influence. Oh my god. And the fact that... Okay, I have to say it right. I have to do it right. Okay. Serious face. Acting face. In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo. I don't fit in. And I don't want to fit in. Have you ever seen me without this stupid hat on? That's weird. The fact that that line just lives rent-free in my head infuriates me. Watching this show is your brilliant idea, and now all I can say is thanks. I hate it. I don't know. I think we need to order our food already. We've been putting it off. Because drinking on an empty stomach is not a good idea for me. It's not. My face is flushed. I'm getting more bubbly. Emotions are on high alert right now. My face is just hot. Is it hot? See, feel it. It's so warm. Anyway, I'm rambling. And then maybe we could just switch to something else. Preferably something good, like BoJack or Supernatural. Anything, really. Yes, pizza sounds perfect. But only if we can get those breadsticks. Because you've got me hooked on them, and I kind of hate you for it, but I also love you for it. Just, use my laptop to order. It's better than your phone. You do that, and I will find something new to watch. Ooh, we could rewatch One Tree Hill. Okay, say what you want, but One Tree is my guilty pleasure show. It's got a lot of things wrong with it, but I will argue that it's better than Riverdale. And yes, I am saying that knowing full well that the scene of the dog eating the heart for Dan's transplant exists. That's a thing. But that makes more sense than the entire show, and I will stand by that. I know I'm not wrong. So what are we thinking? Supernatural? BoJack? Maybe Shameless? We haven't watched that in a while. Whatever I want. Come on. You know that means I'll just pick Supernatural. You've seen the whole show 3 times because you said, whatever you want. Schitt's Creek? That's actually a really good idea. Yes, I approve. Let's do that. I mean, I am basically the love child of David and Stevie, so I love the show. We're good. Everything's ordered. Awesome. Okay, let's get those drinks now. Yes, I'm sure, because once the food is here, I'll probably just stick with water. That's the grown-up decision to do, so I'm gonna stick with that. Okay, ready? Cheers, Medea. Okay, I'm still awful at this. Oh, I swear I can't drink without making this stupid face. It is not a cute face. It is... I've been this way forever. I couldn't even do liquid medicine as a kid. I'm not good at downing things with a strong, you know, alcohol, weird taste. I don't know. Ugh, seriously? Now is not the time. Nothing happened to my smile. It's just being put on hold for the time being. Nothing's wrong. No. It's not my dad. He's fine. Yes, I'm sure. I'm good. Ugh. I might need another shot. One moment. Yes. Hi. What do you want? You're drunk again. No, I'm not judging you. I'm currently drinking too, so I'm not judging. I don't sound happy. Wonder why. Maybe because you call me every single time you're drunk, so again, what do you want? No, I'm busy right now, you can't come over. No, don't you dare threaten to come over. No. Yes, I am with him. What does it matter? I really, really don't want to do this right now. Please. Okay, he's my best friend. That's real mature. Yeah, I'll send him your best. I'm gonna go now, okay? No. No. Seriously. Please stop. Just go to bed. Please, I can't do this. Yeah, I remember what you said last night. How could I forget? No, it's fine. It's fine. Sounds like you're busy anyway, so maybe don't call me. Please don't say that. Please. Really? You just had to tell me that. I'm going now. No, I don't care that you have someone over. Just go to bed, do whatever. I don't care. Just stop. Please. No. No, I'm not okay. I hate it when he calls me. Can you please hand me that pillow? I need to scream. And I don't want to alert my neighbors, so just... yes, thank you. I hate him. I hate him so much. I hate him. No, I don't feel better. It's been 3 months and he won't stop. Yeah, that was Jay. He had to call me again. just like he keeps texting me over and over again. Yes, again. We have been talking through this whole breakup and I hate it. No, yeah, I'm totally getting better. I'm fine. It's just, he doesn't want to say goodbye to me yet, and I'm not exactly making him, and it's screwing with my head, honestly, because he won't give me closure. He won't even let me breathe. I didn't tell you for a reason. It was easier keeping it all to myself because I was embarrassed of what was really happening. Because you were the only one who didn't seem to be a fan of Jay, and I didn't want you to hate him. So instead of telling you the truth, I let everything I was feeling and everything he was doing just chip away at me piece by piece until there was barely anything left of me. I didn't tell you because he keeps saying shit, and in the event that he gets what he wants, which he always does, I don't want you to hate him. I may hate him, but my feelings don't matter. He's convinced me of that. This didn't start with him, and it is definitely not going to end with him. I know it's awful, and I know that on some level I need to just stop letting him control the situation, but he keeps saying all of these new things, and I don't know how to make him leave me alone. God, I can still feel the shot in my chest. It's like it's stuck in my esophagus. Drinking is overrated. It makes me feel things and think things, and I need all of that to stop. I am a lightweight. You're not wrong, but nothing like a little truth to sober you up, huh? What the hell is wrong with me? I was finally a little bit honest, and it feels like the world around me is starting to crumble. I let go of the secret that no one was supposed to know. No one is supposed to know how I feel or what I go through, and it's just... I am breathing. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just being dramatic. I'm not feeling all this. This isn't real. These aren't my thoughts. This isn't my life. I'm here, and that's that. I'm with you. I'm safe. I'm fine. Just talk to you. What do you want to talk about? We can talk some more about how shitty Riverdale is. We can talk about how good the food is going to be when it gets here. We could talk about how much you mean to me. We could talk about how Jay just told me he still hopes I'm the girl he ends up with. And he has the nerve to say that while someone is with him. I heard a girl talking in the background. Why would he say that? I didn't ask for that. Especially since he says that stuff. While also reminding me that he deserves better, and maybe he does. Maybe that's why he's always reminding me, because it must be true. Why? It's the truth. It has to be. Why else would he say any of that? Especially knowing that it hurts me. You know? He's been on several dates since we ended, and he has told me about every single one of them. How they are in bed, how they satisfy him, how I wasn't enough, and then he'll tell me this in the middle of the night all the time, which I'm positive he only does because he wants to punish me. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. Punish me. I swear, he wants me to sit up all night wondering what I could do to get him back, what I could have done to make him stay. Do I think about it? I don't know, sometimes. No, not really. It's exhausting. Keeping up with his expectations, it's always been exhausting. And he just goes out of his way to upset me. He's allowed to be mean because he's just being honest. Like, do you remember the date that I went on last month? The one that I didn't want to go on, but Jess insisted that I did because it was time for me to move on? Yeah, I told him about it. Why? I don't know. Because he wouldn't stop calling me. I did it, probably trying to make it clear that I'm attempting to move on, that I've had enough. And in return, he told me that I was a whore. But, you know, he's allowed to do the same with several other girls. That's fine. And I'm never mad at the girls because they're not the ones hurting me. And now I haven't been on a date since because that just sits with me. And the fact that he can still do that and it works... And then there was last night when he complimented me about a picture that I had posted, and he told me that if I cared enough about my appearance when we were together like I do now, then maybe, just maybe he wouldn't have had to look elsewhere. And then I stayed up all night wondering if he had, you know, been cheating on me the whole time during any of it. And I actually thought, well, if he did, then it was probably my fault. How is that okay? How am I okay with feeling like this? With him treating me so horribly? God, why am I shaking so bad? I'm trying to breathe. I know. I don't know why I keep thinking that though. I'm just left alone with so many thoughts and so many memories, and it's like I'm experiencing them for the first time, and I'm noticing things that I was completely blind to before. Like how everything nice he had to say about me, he only said it if he could do it in a backhanded way. You got such a nice body. You shouldn't let it look like this. Maybe work on it. Your makeup looks beautiful, but maybe you're trying too hard. You don't want them to stare at you. How's that supposed to make me feel? You're my girl, not theirs. I never noticed it before, because he made it so normal in our relationship. I already told you, I don't know why. I couldn't tell you. To be honest, I haven't told you or anyone else a lot about my relationships. You would have kicked all of their asses if you knew, and I was stupid enough to protect them. Most of my relationships went on longer than they should have, and I didn't want anyone to know how it really was. Especially you, of all people. It was just easier to keep everything to myself. Even now, I know I don't have to protect them, but I still hide everything. What? No, I can't just let it out. I've worked so hard to keep it all in because I don't know what'll happen to me if I do. I could combust for all I know. I know you're here for me. Why do you think I've wanted you over all the time? I feel safe with you, and you are the greatest person that I know. You always have been. What if talking about it, like, really talking about it, breaks me into a million pieces? You'll put me back together. Promise. Because I have no idea what's going to come out of this if I do. Especially with all the damn alcohol. I feel so stupid for drinking. I'm sorry. I am sorry, though. You and I, we just, the both of us, we were having such a great time, and then I had to go and I had to spoil it. Are you sure? Because I'm curled up on the couch and you're looking at me like you don't know me or like I'm about to break any moment. You see me at my worst and you haven't all at the same time. Of course I trust you. I trust you more than anyone else. I know you take care of me. You always do. And it's something I try so hard not to take for granted, especially lately. Where do I even start? Because this is scary. Where I feel comfortable. Okay, well, none of this is gonna be comfortable, you know, for either of us. You know, and you still want to be there for me. Fine. Okay, fine. I put Jay on a pedestal, the same way that I have with all of my other exes. But I had to do it so much more with him. He didn't deserve to be that high up, but I did it all just so no one would hate him. And there was so much that he did, and I kept holding on to this idea that he was gonna stop, and if I did, I didn't want anyone to hold it against him. So when things ended, a lot of people asked what I did to ruin it. I did such a great job of making him out to be this perfect person capable of doing nothing wrong. And people just instinctively assumed that it was my fault things ended, and maybe it was. But he still did so much to me. Being with him, alone with him, I felt like I was suffocating. If I didn't do everything that he wanted, then we would spend all day arguing. It was just so much easier to listen to him because otherwise it was just going to be an awful day. And whenever I did fight with him, he would always tell me that I wasn't acting like myself. You know, this isn't like me. I'm usually so well-mannered. I don't usually act like this. And it got to the point where I was dependent on him for everything. Even if I didn't want to be with him. And then there's the weight that I put on while I was with him, the weight that I am still struggling with. I went up two sizes because I eventually started using food to cope with this behavior that he constantly displayed. Being with him made me feel used and abandoned afterwards. I felt dirty. So I actually thought that if he didn't like my outer appearance, then he wouldn't want me as much anymore, you know? Even though I was stupid enough to still want to be in his life, I wanted him to stop using me sexually. He always had to convince me to do things, and I went along with it because I didn't want to upset him. But joke's on me because now I look like this, and he continues to remind me that I didn't do enough for him. Even though I did everything for him, and I sacrificed myself to make him happy. And these terrible things he did and said to me, they just play on a loop in my head, and it makes being alone unbearable. Yeah, that is another reason I wanted you here more often. I know it's selfish. God, do I know it's selfish, but all you've ever done is make me feel good. Like I'm still a person, not this shell. It's like he took away who I was, but you remind me that I'm still here. I'm lost, but I'm still whole. I need to heal. You let me know that I'm still here, and the more I'm with you, the more I find bits and pieces of myself. Parts that I thought he destroyed or took away, but they're still here. I know I should have told you, but it's this awful habit of mine. To be honest, I'm setting myself up for disappointment with all of these guys anyway. Because every time I get with someone new, the more I get to know them, the more I compare them to you. Because you have given me these high expectations that no one seems to meet. I don't know if it means my taste in men is unrealistic or if I'm just not worth a good relationship like that. But it keeps happening over and over, and I keep letting these guys into my life, and they all know the role to play. They play it perfectly for someone as weak as me. Yes, I am weak. They sense it, they know it. And the moment that I start to fall, or I think, yes, this is it, I'm safe. And I let my guard down, they all find a way to hurt me. It's like they all change, like the free trial's over and this is what I have left. They remind me that I'm either not good enough and I'm never going to be enough. Or they go out of their way to make me feel like I'm nothing. Every single one of them have either cheated on me or hurt me. And somehow I'm always the bad guy because I could have done more. I could have done more, even though I give and they only take. I've had four serious relationships in my life and they have all been the same. They're all the same because they all acted like I didn't already give them everything that they wanted. They would hurt me because they just cared too much and they didn't know how to show me any other way. I treated them like they were my world because they expected it. And I was hoping that they would give me the same treatment in return, but I was nothing but a convenience. I was never a priority to them unless they could, get something out of it. My expectations are high until I get involved with someone, and then I just expect the bare minimum, I accept it. That's it. The bar is so low, and none of them mean it. They can't even give me that, and it shouldn't be this hard. They all have convinced me that this is what I deserve. Did I tell myself that I deserve it? Because why else would they tell me that I do? Why would they all try to convince me that it wasn't, if it's not true? Please just keep your arms around me, please. I let them all the way in, and I get punished for it. I know that not every guy is like this. You're proof of that. My dad is proof of that. How do these guys keep finding me? Is it me? Am I really the problem? How do you know I'm not the problem? I mean, it can't just be this giant coincidence. Because I swear my life is full of nothing but empty promises of someday. I've been hurt so much that I'm starting to believe that someday will never arrive. Like, someday someone will treat me the way I want to be treated. Someday I'll earn my worth. Someday I'll let people stop treating... I can't even speak. One day I'll stop letting people treat me like garbage just because they give me attention or they show me affection. Someday I'll tell you how I feel and I'll do something about it. Wait, no, fuck, no, no, I didn't do that, I didn't, fuck, what is wrong with me? God, what did I just do? What did I do? I'm not supposed to do that, this isn't supposed to happen, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. No, I just ruined everything. I'm gonna be sick. I can't believe I did that. No. No, you stay on the couch. I'm staying over here. I've already said so much. I can't say more. I don't want you to be mad at me. You promise you won't be mad at me because maybe I'm drunk. I'm drunk and I'm just saying nonsense at this point. Fine. What more do I have to lose? I've already told you all the shit I've been going through. I have feelings for you. I don't know how deep they go, though. Because I have tried so hard to keep them far and far and far away. And being the dumbass that I am, I just kissed you. And you look confused and like you're experiencing all the stages of grief at once. How bad have I messed up? Are you sure? Because the pit in my stomach says otherwise. It says I've messed up. Fine, one thing at a time. I've had feelings for at least 2 years now. It was after things ended with Alex. I didn't think I'd come back from that relationship because it was the worst at the time. You spent an entire weekend with me when we drove up to the beach and we got that hotel. It was so much fun and it was freeing just being myself without having to think about everything I did or everything I said. You were making me laugh and you took care of me. You know, without it being this whole thing or like I was a burden. And then you were singing along to the radio on the drive back. And I was watching you. And I realized that something like this was everything I wanted and everything I was missing. Yeah. That's why I was already staring at you when you spilled your drink on yourself. Your car smelled like cherry slushy for months because of that. And every time I got in your car, it reminded me of that feeling that I had realized. Well, I never said anything because, have you met yourself? You are so, so, so unbelievably out of my league. I didn't stand a chance. There were moments that I thought I might do something, but then I met Jay and my expectations, you know, they were set to something realistic. Please don't walk over to me. I don't want to mess up even more. Of course I still trust you. Oh God. I never thought you'd kiss me. I wanted you to, but I never thought you would. Makes this so damn difficult. I see the way you're looking at me now. I hate it. Yes, I hate it because one day he was looking at me the same way that you're looking at me now. He looked at me just like that, with the same kind of love and kindness in his eyes, but that didn't stop him from leaving me. And he did it so easily, without a single hint of hesitation, without any care. I know that doesn't mean you would. I know you wouldn't hurt me like that. Not like he did. You're so much better. Better than him in so many ways, and that's how I know this wouldn't be fair to you. I'll keep comparing the two of you. I know I'm still crying because this is hard. Does you kissing me mean that you have feelings too? You always have. You know, something has always kept me from fully falling for you because I knew I needed to protect myself. You're wrong. I do still have to do that. Because I could fall for you so easily. And that is terrifying. I could easily make you my world, and I know you would keep me safe. And you would love me the way that I've always wanted to be loved, and I could love you the way I want to. You have these eyes that let me know everything's gonna be okay when you smile at me. Like that. Just like that. For a moment. You make all my insecurities just melt away and I'm just me. What's stopping us is that I know with my current state, I could break your heart. And I don't want to do that. Please, please do not take that as me saying I don't want to be with you. Part of me always has, but part of me is still trying to protect myself. Which is why if we do get together, I need to be 100% certain that it would be for the right reasons. Right now, I don't know if I'm doing this because I'm emotional or I'm desperate for something that I've wanted so badly, or if I'm done denying myself happiness. I do not want you to be treated or feel like a convenience to my problems. I want to cling to you. But I need to make sure it's for the right reasons. I need to know that this is what's best and it's not this idea that I've just become infatuated with. You understand? Are you sure? Because I don't want it to seem like I'm making excuses. I'm not. I've locked away these feelings for you for so long that it's just... It's like we're strangers. The feelings in me. But we're not at the same time, and I just... You're such a beautiful person. And when you do something, I don't want to compare it to my past. I want to think of you and how I love it. You deserve the world. And I hope that I'll always get to be a part of it, even if we wake up tomorrow and you regret this. I'm just not ready right now, and if I forced myself, it wouldn't be fair to either of us. But I also understand if you don't want to waste your time. Okay. Knowing that you're not going anywhere gives me a sense of security that I need quite badly right now. And I want to kiss you again. But I want the next time that I kiss you to be when I'm ready to love someone else again. Oh god, what if that sent me threatening to come over? You'd really keep him out, wouldn't you? Who is it? It's not him? Oh, right. We ordered food. God, I'm a dumbass. Excuse me while I collapse on the couch because that idea of him being here just gave me more anxiety than it should have, and I'm... There's money on the TV stand, including tip. Do you need help getting the plates and drinks? Just relax. I feel like I've just experienced a full mental breakdown. Maybe not mental breakdown, but definitely an emotional breakdown. I feel like that's appropriate when I unload things that I've been feeling for a really long time. Can I ask you something? When we're done eating, can we do that thing where I put my head in your lap and you play with my hair while we watch the show? You were gonna ask the same thing. I think you're just saying that, but thank you. My voice sounds stressed. Yeah, it is. I feel like I've done a lot of yelling, and it's like there's a block in my throat just making my voice more raspy than it needs to be. I think you were right earlier, though. Opening up has lifted this weight off of my chest. It's leaving more room to figure things out, because if things stay the same but we're in a relationship, maybe I can finally feel happy. I want you to be happy too. And I hope we get to be happy together. I'm also... It's time. I'm blocking his number, because as long as he's there, you know, just constantly behind me, even if he's not physically behind me, as long as he's there, I'm not gonna be able to move forward. And I've had enough. I'm done. Because I deserve to be happy. And I think I deserve to be happy with you. You're proud of me. Okay. You've always kissed me on the head, but that felt different. I don't know how to explain it, but it was a good different. Thank you for being you. Thank you for protecting me, even if it's from myself and my own emotions. I know, I need to relax. Are you still gonna stay the night? You're right, that was already the plan. I think I needed reassurance. And I'm sorry if I get super emotional for the rest of the night, you'll reassure me that I'm okay. And you know what? I fully believe you. I believe you completely, and that right now that means the world to me.